Cleveland's restaurant renaissance has been nationally recognized, but closer to home, East Siders still argue with West Siders about which side of the Cuyahoga River has the best cuisine. Diners at a recent gourmet feast have cast their votes on the issue, and we tally the results in today's Quick Bite. Competition is fierce, but friendly.
All right, that's the end of round two. What do we think so far, folks?
More than 100 diners have paid $135 a plate to sit in judgment at Edwin's in Shaker Square.
It's East versus West, you're at Edwin's.
Eight chefs are competing, four from each side of the Cuyahoga. Edwin's has a warm, friendly kitchen, but you can't have too many cooks in it. So the visiting chefs work under a tent set up in the parking lot behind the restaurant.
Now we have to get the food out.
Yeah.
Before it's,
all right.
It's cold.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
It gets a little frantic here, but the controlled chaos is all behind the scenes. In the dining room, Chef Ben Biebenroth is serving braised oxtail torchon, carrot puree, arugula and golden beet salad with pickled ramps. Ann Jester's familiar with Biebenroth's cuisine.
I eat at Spice Kitchen and Bar.
Spice is on the west side, right?
Right, so therefore I cross the river with great regularity.
She's an East Sider who works on the west side and thinks tonight's event is good for both sides of Cleveland's cuisine scene.
I want people to, West Siders to come east, East Siders to go west, so it's all good.
A broadly smiling Brandon Krastowski, Edwin's founder, agrees.
It's a privilege to have all the chefs here. It's not often you get this many great palates under one roof.
And he's grateful for his colleagues' continuing support of his socially conscious enterprise. Krastowski hires ex-felons to work in his upscale restaurant and trains them in the art of French cuisine. Tonight's contest gives them more opportunities.
It's amazing, not only for the restaurant, but for the students, because this is, believe it or not, a lot of networking going on. Each one of the chefs here has already hired a student, so it's another way to network and find that next step.
And I am just so proud to be a server here tonight.
That's Andre Baird of Cleveland. He's about to complete 6 months of training at Edwin's.
I'm going to intern at one of these fine dining restaurants for 2 weeks and hopefully be employed there. I mean, everybody wants an Edwin's student.
Round three, here we go. In this corner, from the west, he's from Black Pig, Mike Nowak. And then from the east, ladies and gentlemen, it's surf and turf time with Chris Hodgson.
Steve Schmoller, chef owner of Ohio City's Crop Bistro, serves a duo of tuna and scallop sashimi paired with an Alsatian Riesling wine. Schmoller lives on the west side.
Just a couple blocks from where the restaurant is.
So what would you say is the better side of town for the foodies?
Oh, the west side. Hands down.
No hesitation.
Well, I mean, you take downtown and the west side, Ohio City and all that, it's a great spot. But, I have to be biased on that.
East Sider, Chef Doug Katz, didn't have to come far to compete. His restaurant, Fire Food and Drink, is a stone's throw away from Edwin's at Shaker Square.
Give it up for Doug K.O.K. Doug, you just said your delicious shrimp and grits. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
All right, great. So we make our own bacon. We get local pork belly from New Creation Farm. We smoke it in our tandoor oven.
Crop Bistro's Steve Schmoller says Cleveland's restaurant rivalry is serious but congenial.
We are good friends. We break bread. We have fun together. But, anyone who's in this business would be lying to say that they didn't have to be competitive. It's all about doing a good job all the time and hopefully better than that most of the time.
That's the work ethic Willie Rudd's developing 6 weeks into Edwin's training program. He's grateful for what he calls the best second chance he's had in a long time.
And I'm hoping to open up my own restaurant with the skills that I learned from here. Hopefully with the connections that I have from Brandon, I can make it successful.
Where would you put your restaurant, east or west?
I'm definitely coming to the east side.
And that's the side that won the contest. But another dinner pitting east versus west is already in the planning stages. This one will be on the west side. And that's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.